You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com, making it this video and over 100 other videos on practical cases of monetary halakha. You can also sign up to our WhatsApp groups and get the video sent directly to your phone, or sign up to our weekly email newsletter as well. All that information can be found on our website. Today we're going to be discussing the question of Schar Shabbos, which is translated as business-like activity of making money on Shabbos, which is prohibited by the Rabbanan. On Shabbos, the question is when a person has an interest-bearing bank account where the money that is sitting in your bank account, the bank is paying you interest for the length of time that you keep your money in the account. We're talking about regular bank accounts. We're not talking about specialty locked-in accounts or stuff like that. We're just going to keep it simple today. The halakha may be the same in those cases, but you'd have to speak to a rav exactly. Today we're going to be speaking about regular interest-bearing bank accounts where every day that you keep the money in the account, you make money from the bank in interest. So the question is what about the days of Shabbos that you're keeping the money in the account and the bank is paying you interest? Is that going to fall under the prohibition of Schar Shabbos or not? So this question was addressed by a Gaon, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, Orachaim Chelik Dalid, Simen Nun Test. That's volume 4 of Orachaim in Simen number 59. And he says over here is that the way it works with the banks is the banks don't pay you according to the days that we keep of Shabbos, meaning they keep Friday and they pay you for the money that was the interest on the money that you kept in your bank for Friday. At the end of Friday, they pay you for Friday. And then at the end of Saturday, they'll pay you for the money that was in your account on Saturday. They don't pay you from Friday night till Saturday night, which is our Shabbos. And there's a concept called Havla of swallowing up amounts of money, which we use in other cases in Halakha of Shabbos, to make a heter of, in cases, not all cases, in this case, that if a person will swallow up the money that was made on Shabbos with money that was made during the week, then there could be a place for a heter. So therefore, what Moshe says is that since the banks pay per 24-hour period, they pay you for Friday and they pay you for Saturday, well, on Friday there were hours, which wasn't Shabbos, that the bank is paying you for. And you're going to collect that money with the money that was made for the time on Shabbos. Friday is mix of week of regular day and Shabbos. And again, on Saturday, there's hours of Shabbos, but there's also weekday hours on Saturday as well. Mostly Shabbos is still Saturday, it's not Shabbos. So therefore, since we have this concept, you can swallow up the other times before Shabbos and after Shabbos, so there is no full day that the bank is paying you where it's fully Shabbos time. And therefore, he says, with that concept, it would be mutter to collect that money which was in your bank account for Shabbos, which was from Friday night till Saturday night. The question does come up of what about when you have Yom Tov, or 2 days Yom Tov, or Shabbos and Yom Tov, or if you have a 3-day Yom Tov, which is 2 days of Yom Tov attached to Shabbos, as well as Rosh Hashanah, which is 2 days long as well. So what do we do in those cases? So Rav Moshe says that when it comes to a 2-day Yom Tov in middle of the week, so it's a suffix which day is really Yom Tov, so really only one of those days is actually the Yom Tov. So therefore, and that day of Yom Tov is again from a night to a night, and you fully don't encompass one full calendar day as the banks pay. So the same way that we said Shabbos wouldn't be a problem, so too this day of Yom Tov wouldn't be a problem as well, because it's really only one 24-hour period. However, when it comes to Shabbos, which has a Yom Tov right after it, which it's Shabbos and then Sunday is Yom Tov, or you had a Yom Tov which was Thursday which led into Shabbos, so in those cases, since it's a, we don't know exactly where the exact time is, I'm not getting into the exact reasoning, but since it's attached to Shabbos, so we don't have that before Shabbos time, which Rav Moshe said we could swallow up, whether the Yom Tov was before or after. And therefore, in a case where you had Yom Tov attached to Shabbos, whether the day before or after, Rav Moshe says that it would be Aser. I'll explain to you what to do at the end of this video in such cases, but that would be Aser. But again, in the case where it's 2 days Yom Tov, then it would be okay. The same would be when it comes to a 3-day Yom Tov. Let's say you have 2 days of Yom Tov which lead into Shabbos, or you have Shabbos which leads into a 2-day Yom Tov. So again, it's going to be Aser for sure for the day of Shabbos because we don't have a 24-hour period. But are we going to Aser 2 days of interest in such a case or one? So he says in such cases, we're only going to make it the Iser of 1 day which is attached to Shabbos, and therefore there would only be an Iser of 1 day's interest which was made in such cases. So that's the case when it comes to Yom Tov days or Yom Tov which are attached to Shabbos. It's only going to be 1 day when it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, but 2 days of Yom Tov is not going to be a problem and you'll be able to keep that money. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, he says it is ro'i to be machmir, but he can't say for sure 100% that it is going to be usher as well. So someone who wants to be machmir and be stringent on Rosh Hashanah would also be careful for the 24-hour period which is covered over those 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So what does somebody do when they come into such a case with this money? What are they? Are they allowed to get the money? They're not allowed to get any benefit from this money. So Rav Moshe says, he says it would a person should do is he can't, it's usher for him, and he can't get any hana'ah from this money because it was made on Shabbos. So he says a person should give that money to a tzedakah in a way where they don't know anything about him, giving the money, and he will get no benefit at all from that money and or recognition from it. So, like, for example, he should put the money into a tzedakah box where it's where no one's going to know, and he's not going to get any benefit from having given that tzedakah. Just for practical cases, the percentage of breaking down 365 days of interest and how much did he gain that day is not even so much. We calculated it that per every time this happens, we don't count, every calendar is different, but let's say for Rosh Hashanah, if a person wants to be machmir on that one instance, so for every $10,000 that a person has in the bank account, it's 28 cents for each percentage of interest per day. Nowadays, let's say the interest rate is about 4%, so that would be each day per $10,000, it would be $1.10. Again, you'd have to make that calculation where just not so much money that a person, if he wants to cover, should just give that money into a tzedakah box where it's where no one's going to know, and he's not going to get any benefit from having given that tzedakah. Thank you very much, and have a great day.